This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It's already the 13th of October, 2003, on this Monday live transmission against tyranny. In the second and third hour, we're going to have Robert Galen Ross, who's who of the elite serial killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK. And riding shotgun with us will be one of my favorite talk show hosts right here on this network, and that'll be Erskine. So great guys talking about the New World Order, who controls the New World Order, the history of how they've maintained control of this country and the world, with some experts on this global system of tyranny. And, of course, Erskine's also going to have some interesting historical news clips for us as well. In the first hour, we're going to have wide open phones, and we're, of course, going to take your calls in the first, second, and third hour. We have another guest that's coming on the last 30 minutes of the show in the third hour that I'll tell you about a little bit later. Things are really heating up between Israel, Syria, and Iran. Israel, of course, over the weekend said, but they've already repeated several times, that they may go ahead and have a preemptive strike on Iran. Some are calling this a bluff. I don't know. In the early 1980s, they attacked Iraq. They have been known in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s to attack other countries preemptively. Very provocative move. And we'll go over that and also get the listeners' take on the situation. We see massive escalations in the saber rattling between the North and South in Korea, between India and Pakistan, between China and, of course, Taiwan. We see the dollar plunging last week, continuing to drop, gold going up, right on time with the new peach-colored pink 20s coming out. They've got the other denominations coming out, and they're going to go ahead and start calling in the old greenbacks and artificially reducing the money supply, whereas for the last 8 years, they've been expanding the money supply. So it looks like they're getting ready to drop the hammer here in the next few months, next few years. We know what they're doing. We just don't know the exact timetable. I mean, we've been in this incremental march of shutting down the factory, setting up the police state, shifting into the prison economy. So I would ask the listeners, what do you see in the economic outlook? Do you think we're having a recovery as more factories shut down, as more high-tech jobs are lost, as more people declare bankruptcy and go deeper into debt, as more pension funds are raided? The stock market has actually gone up a little bit. It's, of course, not at 2000 or 2001 levels, but it's gone up from its low of last year. A lot of people are saying, oh, no, we're in a recovery. Is that what you're seeing? I mean, I know with this network, we have record listenership, so I guess you could say business was good here. But we don't see record purchasing out of that record listenership. That's where I get my economic indicators. I know that a lot of my friends who are in high-tech and manufacturing professionals, college professors even, losing their jobs. We'll talk about the economy. We'll talk about World War III, or as the former CIA director Woolsey calls it, World War IV. And we'll get into just an absolute plethora, cornucopia of amazing news and information, and some new developments with that big story that we covered last week, NATO taking over an American city, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, taking over large sections of Colorado Springs. Over the weekend, I did some research, some Google searches, and did find all the claims of listeners to this show Friday being confirmed. Not just garage door openers not working, planes having avionics problems, touchscreen doors not working, bizarre power outages, people being forced to evacuate large sections of the city, military running checkpoints outside the base under NATO control, NATO admitting they were causing the electrical disturbances. I found news articles backing up not just what the caller said, but more, so we'll give you some of those developments. We've got an affiliate, the Great Colorado Radio Network, right there in Colorado Springs, and it was scary what we were being told by listeners, and it turns out I found it all in news articles. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You are what you eat, and that's why people are turning to nutritional supplements. The question is, what is the quality of those supplements? One company, Verified Quality, has actually set the standards in the industry. In fact, most other supplement companies couldn't even come close to the quality controls that are required by the folks at Verified Quality. All raw materials that are used to create the Verified Quality products are quarantined, analyzed, tested, and screened for purity, potency, and freshness before they can even be accepted. That's why the Power Hour chooses Verified Quality. They're the best in the nutritional business. When it comes to nutrition, Verified Quality is Verified Quality. Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697 for more information. Take another look at that pill you're about to swallow. Do you really know how it was made or what's really in it? Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697. That's 1-800-797-3697. Verified Quality is Verified Quality.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, we do this broadcast. 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We go out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates, simulcast on the internet with one of the biggest listener chips there, according to Shoutcast, routinely number one against Dr. Lori, you name it, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as GCNLive.com. And we also simulcast on Global Shortwave at 12.172 and 9320, doing a great job, and back from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. Now, I do have Robert Galen Ross, former NSA officer, researcher, author, joining us in the second hour, into the third hour, and riding shotgun with us, Erskine of Erskine Overnight, who has a syndicated show on this network Saturday nights. I wanted to have Erskine up because I was listening to his show this weekend. I've been on it several times, and he's been on this show, and I was just, man, Erskine's a great guy and really has a lot of historical understanding, a lot of research under his belt. So if you haven't heard Erskine, you'll get a chance to hear him here. In fact, I do that with my show. I bring up other good hosts that I'm proud of and I think are doing a great job, like Michael Corbin and David Joyce and, of course, Erskine and others. I'm a lot of other hosts don't do that, but I do because these are voices that need to be heard that are putting out really important info. Now, before I get into the dollar sliding and what's happening with Israel saying they're going to go into Syria and Iran, which I take seriously, They've done it in the past. Others are saying it's a bluff. Before I do that, I do want to encourage all of the listeners to not give people junk this Christmas, to not buy junk, to not buy people fruitcakes, or to not buy people mindless, you know, sundials or bird feeders that won't be used, or to give Dad a $25 silk tie that he'll wear maybe once a year. Give the gift of reality. Give the gift of taking the blinders off people's eyes, unlocking their minds. And do, at the same time, something for this show and this broadcast and my staff as we expand our operations to fight the globalists toe-to-toe. I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 9 films. I've written a book, and I've published a book for Paul Joseph Watson. The newest thing we've put out is Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. And this 300-plus page book is just absolutely amazing, and it's something that everybody out there must have. Now, the book gets into Israel carrying out terror to blame it on their political enemies. The book also gets into the British carrying out terror to blame it on their political enemies. It gets into the U.S. government doing it. It gets into the phony New Age UFO movement and how it is directly funded by the Rothschilds and run out of an office at the Sci-Fi Channel by Bill Clinton's former chief of staff. I mean, that's just about 10% of what's in this book. It has 3 chapters, the most up-to-date, focused, documented information on 9/11. It is Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. It's $19.95. When you order one, you get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift to friends or family. My newest film is Police State 3 Total Enslavement. The first 20 minutes of the 2-hour, 40-minute film covers what the New World Order is in the most focused and succinct, well-documented presentation I've ever seen. The neocons, it gets into and how they work with the left. It then expands out into the PNAC documents. Then we get into Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, government-run white slavery rings, gun control. It gets into all of this. Forced inoculations, the latest information on mainstream news about concentration camps. It is an amazing film. You need to have it. Of course, there's Road to Tyranny, which is people say is my best film that unlocks the most minds. Part 2 of that, The Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. You want to find out where George Bush and William Bennett and Arnold Schwarzenegger go. You need to get that video. They're $25.95. Order 3 or more of the videos. They drop down to $20 a piece. So do not wait, folks. Get 3 of the videos or more and make copies of them. And give those as Christmas presents. Give them as birthday presents. Just give them to your neighbors. I'm not going to belabor this much longer because I want to get to the news, but last weekend, not this weekend, but last weekend, 8 days ago, I was in San Francisco receiving an award from the Project Censored Group with the big book they publish each year. And Cynthia McKinney was giving a speech about the UN white slavery rings and the New World Order and how the government's carrying out terror and how the Democrats are controlled as well. We've deprogrammed this liberal. She never talked like this until about a year and a half ago. A listener had called about a year and a half ago and said, I hand-delivered a copy of your film to her, and she said she'd watch it. Then I heard from the listener again. They said, yeah, she said she watched it, and it changed her life. The listener said it on air. I didn't know if I could believe it, though it sounded genuine. Well, Cynthia McKinney ran over, hugged me, and said, you woke me up to the New World Order. Your film is incredible. This is on videotape, by the way. We had a camera running. Cynthia McKinney running up, hugging me, and saying, you woke me up to the New World Order. And then you notice the Democrats and Republicans turned against her. My point is, I didn't do that. I was part of that. You, whoever that caller, you in Atlanta that gave that to her, did that. You did that. You woke somebody up. And you know, I'll get some congresswoman on, or some legislator on. I remember 3 years ago when they almost passed a law to pull out of the union in Arizona if, quote, a New World Order is announced or gun confiscation begins. And I had this this woman on from the legislature was trying to get it passed, and she said, oh, yeah, Alex Jones, when you called to get me on, because my wife had set her up, I didn't know much she'd have this conversation with my wife, I saw your Police State 2000 that one of my constituents gave me, and it woke me up. I mean, folks, I found out from the manager of the Dixie Chicks here in Austin. Well, I found out from a listener, and I asked their manager. They woke up to the New World Order and made their comments because they saw Road to Tyranny. Gary Busey called me up out of the blue and said, I saw your film, and I just was out in California and met with him about the New World Order. And again, that's all because of you getting the videos, making copies. So what if all of you get the videos to give us your Christmas gifts this year? You wake people up, you energize, you save the Republic, and you support this broadcast. So I'm not going to go any further with this. Just call, get the videos, get the books, get them out to people. Change lives, folks. Cause a renaissance of understanding, a revelation of understanding. Toll-free number to get my videos. Operators are there right now at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order. And you're saying, well, will this do anything? Will this affect change? Will this wake anybody up? You know, what can we do to fight the New World Order? Well, you can tell 10 people a day about the affiliates you listen to. Just tell them, hey, I listen to Alex on 1360, or I listen to Alex on 1260 in Austin, or I listen to Alex on, you know, in Fredericksburg on this FM channel. You do that. I listen to Alex on this station in Pennsylvania. I listen to Alex on, you know, this station in Albuquerque. I listen to Alex in Kansas City on this frequency, and you get them to tune in, and you don't have to talk yourself blue in the face. I'll do it. And I've got the website with the news articles I cover posted so they can go check out what I'm saying and find out if it's true. When I say something's in legislation, it's right there. So you do that. You get the videos. You get the books. You get the films. You get them out to people. Toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139. We're never going to beat this bully if you don't fight back. I mean, you can lay there and let him kick you, or you can stand up and fight and be surprised when the bully goes down. That's why we have America. That's why we had 1776. That's why we have freedom. Okay? We're defending it. And I, frankly, have got some of the best tools to deprogram people. 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Because over the weekend, I was thinking about how at the end of each hour for a minute or so, I'll plug my videos kind of in a haphazard fashion. And I was thinking, you know, I'm trying to defeat the New World Order. These really are the best solution we've got. This really is having the biggest effect I've seen. I mean, that's an honest, I don't just say things on this show. I mean, it really is having an effect. A huge effect. All right. And all the glory goes to God for that. I just thank God for all his guidance. Now, I want to get into the economy and then Israel, because this is important, and maybe you want to call in and comment on this at 800-259-9231. There's also been some new developments in the news, admitting what callers claimed Friday on this show was going on in the Colorado Springs area when NATO took over last week. So we'll get into that as well before this hour ends, and we got some great guests coming up. European buyout groups overtake U.S. rivals. This is out of the Financial Times of London. You want real straight skinny on finances, go to the Financial Times of London. European buyout groups have for the first time overtaken their U.S. counterparts in their ability to raise capital from investors. In the first 9 months of this year, European buyout houses that completed fundraising programs attracted in EU dollars $13 billion, that's $15.4 billion of U.S. capital against $9.2 billion from U.S. groups, said Altel Assets Private Equity Research Group. The figures reverse the traditional pattern for the first 9 months of 2002. For example, U.S. groups raised $28 billion against Europe's $19.1 billion, to underline a growing appetite among international investors for European buyout funds. Now, folks, acquisition funds. This had never happened before. In the last 100-plus years, America was the place to invest. America was the free economy. America was the sure bet. Now you have Russia announcing they're going to dump, taking dollars for their oil. They will not accept them. China's saying it. The Middle East is saying it. And what is Snow doing? The Treasury Secretary, but bad-mouthing the dollar. Bush is saying it's good to have a bad dollar for manufacturing. That's ridiculous, folks. I mean, and I'll explain why later. Because the ratios are off. This is by design. Bush's job is to bring America down and blame it on conservatism when he's not a conservative. And for years I've been saying this would happen. And it's horrible. But when you tune into the pill-popping neocon shows, when you tune into these gun-grabbing shows of pure liberalism, they're not even discussing this and saying it doesn't matter. So I'll get into that when we get back, then straight into Israel and the escalation for World War III or IV, depending on what you want to call it. And we'll take your calls as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Do you suffer from arthritis pain, an athletic injury, or chronic inflammation? If you do, you really need to try MSM. Clinical use has demonstrated that MSM, a natural occurring nutritional sulfur, can deliver pain relief and reduction of inflammation without the side effects that are frequently associated with prescription meds. MSM is not like inorganic sulfides, sulfites, or sulfates, to which many people are allergic, but is a naturally occurring organic sulfur. Sulfur's essential functions include maintaining structure of proteins in the body, the formation of keratin, which promotes hair and nail growth. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for the Lignosil brand of MSM, recently certified by the FDA. It's made in America and is the finest MSM available. Call 800-569-4340 for MSM powder, capsules, lotions, and water drops. There's no need to suffer the pain. Call 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit the web at cliffscott.com. I use it every day and it works.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live, about to go to your calls. Toll-free number to join us on air on this live Monday edition, 1-800-259-9231. So think about this. They told you back in 1994 on Larry King Live how wonderful NAFTA and GATT would be. They had the Republicans and the Democrats together telling America, hey, get behind NAFTA and GATT. Oh, don't listen to the protectionist. This is going to be good for you. And now the trade deficit every year with China is over $100 billion. That's just one of 136 third world countries that this nation runs trade deficits with. And that could continue almost indefinitely if the dollar remained to be the world's reserve currency. That is, if you could still go to Canada or Mexico or anywhere else and in a foreign exchange rate get more for a dollar. That is the dollar. That fiat currency had more value per unit than the devalued currencies of these third world nations. Now you see the EU going online a couple years ago, and where is your economy now, and where is the investment going? And the answer is to Europe. And now these countries are saying they won't even accept the dollar for oil. The government can't print up a bunch of greenbacks, fiat currency, from the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve owned by the private European banks. They can't go and buy this. But see, the European banks have sold us out. They tell the world what to accept. They tell the world what the value is. They control the currency markets. No, they've gone to the world now, to the third world, where the oil and the goods come from, the manufactured goods and the raw materials as well, and they've said, you will now shift to the euro. It is the currency of choice. Just a year ago, the euro was trading for 93 cents to 90 cents. It fluctuated from 90 cents to 93 cents in value per dollar on the ratio. It's now fluctuating between $1.14 and $1.21. And if you look at the graph, it's going straight up. And now Russia and China say that as early as next year, they may shift to only allowing euros for the purchase of oil. This will devastate us because the Levi's plants are gone, the Hanes plants are gone, the Dell fabrication centers are gone, the Motorolas, the IBMs, the Boeings, the Hoover vacuum cleaner companies, the companies that make the widgets, the hammers, the bolts, the nails. Look at it. Over half of what you find, more than half, in a Walmart or a Target or a Home Depot, China, 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 China. I'd see another 15% say Taiwan. Most of that's made in China with a Taiwanese package and label put on it. And I'm not trying to be gloom and doom here, but the same government, the same private group of raiders that aren't engaged in the free market, that are engaged in manipulation of the markets through mercantilism and modern feudalism, crony capitalism, are now going to pose as your savior and put you on welfare and put you into receivership and give federal power to the Fortune 500 and put troops in the factories and give you supplemental checks on top of your paycheck so you can, quote, make it through the day. This is what they're talking about. You see, they want to control you. They want to make you dependent. They want to put you into the compact cities, the control grids. So my question to you is, what are you going to do? What should we do to counter this with the media power we've got? As we hear the financial experts on Lou Dobbs' Money Report and read them in the financial pages of the paper telling us how good the dropping dollar is and how, if you thought NAFTA and GATT was great, why, coming up the 18th of this month in Miami, they're going to have the Pan-American Union meeting for the free trade area of the Americas. And again, how did the euro start? 25 years ago as a, quote, trade deal. They don't tell you we're getting rid of your sovereignty. They say, oh, we're just unifying some laws for trade. And it goes down to law enforcement and immigration. And NAFTA is over 14,000 pages long. Mexico gets to still have tariffs and control on us. It's all a one-way street where we have a 2% tariff on China. They got a 40-plus percent average tariff on us. And then you're competing against millions of people in these private prisons getting an average of 20 cents an hour. How can we compete? We can't. It's the end of America by design to get you into their control. They can't get you in the criminal justice system. They'll get you into the welfare system. Or they'll get you into the psychiatric system. Everything is engineered to get you into a contract with state, local, or federal or international government to waive your rights, to turn you into a serf on the global plantation. Coming up, your calls, and then into Israel and the things they're up to, right here on the Alex Jones Show. And if you want to read the incredible news and information, that has just been posted today. You'll want to visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, as well as VirginUtah.com, JonesReport.com, and InfoWars.net. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, John Stadtmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, we do the show live, and of course back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're about to go to Jeff and Rob and many others that are holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, and it is now about 34 minutes into the hour, into this first hour. We do have a couple of great guests coming up in the next hour, so definitely stay with us. Robert Galen Ross, who's who of the elite and the elite serial killers of RFK, JFK, and MLK, with the talk show host Erskine riding shotgun with us. So that's in the second and third hour with your calls as well. We're about to go to your calls right now. Then coming up, Iran airstrike plan seen as bluff, Washington Times. I don't buy that. Israel preemptively attacked in 1981, the Taymus nuclear reactor in Iraq. We'll get into that. Also, did e-vote firm patch election? This is out of Wired News. More on Diebold manipulating elections. And Moscow prepared to stage preemptive strikes as well. So Washington's preemptive stance now has got North Korea, China, Russia all saying they'll do the same thing, as well as India. It doesn't matter. The military-industrial complex is more than happy during this escalated climate to sell weapons to everyone. Again, we'll get into more of Israel's plans for attack on Iran as well as Syria. And now Time Magazine putting out propaganda about Saddam's Syrian stash. Investigators think they found some of Hussein's loot and is the money funding terrorist attacks. So Time Magazine tells Bush's lies. Then they come out and admit Bush is a liar and act like they've got credibility and tell new lies for old. So we'll get into some of that. An attack on Syria approved by Washington warmongers, by Gordon Thomas of American Free Press. RFID moves into public library with the small tracker chips. Also, self-administered vaccine on Walmart shelves and the propaganda campaign to promote it. We'll get into military vaccine problems mount out of CBS News. Colorado Daily reports tiny robots in the trees. Yes, DARPA. DARPA just doesn't want to bet on dead soldiers or have blimps tethered watching you at all times. They've already launched drones. They don't just want ground-penetrating radar on federalized local police helicopters scanning your homes. Now they're going to make sure you're not out in the wilded areas off tiny robots watching you. I'm not kidding, folks. China confirms launch date for space trip, another technology news. And the Germans are real excited. They think Arnold's going to make a great president. Yes, that's a Reuters story. That's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Jeff in Illinois. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, if you ever need a guest host, I'd love to sit in, because the more I educate myself on this, it's just incredible. You know, the greatest news, Alex, is that we can say is about 80% of these people, if they were educated, would be for us. We've got about
that's it. If we can just sit down, show somebody history, what governments have done, and then show them what's happening today, we don't have to tell them what's going on. They'll figure it out for themselves.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I'm having some problem with a local sheriff, and if you guys could mail in the Police State 2000, I wish I had some money to buy something, but they pretty much laid siege to us over the last 3 years, and I ran for sheriff in St. Francis County, Missouri in the year 2000. I have no doubt that the election was stolen from us, because we smoked them. You know, he went from having 4,800 people in the primary in August, he had 4,200 votes. And then in November, he supposedly came up with 13,454. 35% of his own party voted against
him. Well, we've got a lot of election fraud news. It's confirmed.
Hey, only 5%
of these. Sir?
Just keep it up, you know. I mean, we're doing what we can. And just educate the people. If you could mail some stuff to the sheriff in Steelville,
well, sir,
Missouri.
I can't do anything more. I'm working conservatively 16 hours a day.
Well, if you need help then, Alex, I'd love to be able to do whatever I can.
Well, no, it's just I can't mail everybody in the country videos. I say folks can make copies of them.
Okay.
And that's more than anybody else does. So you can
release the copyright then.
Well, what I've said is that for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes, if you want to make 1,000 copies and hand them out to people, please do it.
Hallelujah. We'll find some money for you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. That's force multiplication.
Thanks
for the call.
God bless you.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. What do special forces do? You parachute them in with logistics and base materials, but mainly their minds, behind enemy lines. And they go into the oppressed indigenous population, and they mobilize them to defeat the enemy, whether in information war and then physically if need be. But generally, most of what special forces does is deprogram people and then show them how to fight and motivate them. And so what I do is I produce the documentary films, and I tell you, get them and make copies of them. And when you then get them and make copies of them, you can then force multiply that and turn thousands of tapes that go out into tens of millions of tapes. And that has happened, so we've got to keep that going. Let's talk to Rob in Wyoming. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I've finally been able to copy. It's time-consuming. It's in real time, but copy tapes. I've been copying. I wish I could copy more, but I'm trying to figure out how to present them to people. I'm going to call you back here a few weeks and have a report on.
Okay.
One of them is going to be our one of them I talked to as a reporter, and this gets into what caused me to call her. She expressed interest. She listened to what I had to say. You know, we talked for 45 minutes, and I told her I'd bring her these tapes. So what I did was copy the Masters of Terror. To me, is the most attention grabbing and indisputable. And also Police State 2000, the takeover, because I didn't get the first one. But the second one's got plenty of actual photographic images and proof of the black bloc. I mean, right up close and personal. You know, where that one stormtrooper's heading down the street spraying people. I don't know with what exactly.
Old ladies for no reason, and they say, and I'm allowed to have an anti-WTO pin in the city.
Exactly, and he stops. The stormtrooper stops with all the others, turns around, and sprays a guy that's just standing there on the tape.
Well, and we've got video of him stomping old women for no reason.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That was in Seattle, and we show how they hired 50 thugs. Delta Force controlled them. They went out and burned trash cans. They show it on the news, then attacked the peaceful protesters and put them in a FEMA camp. We have all the video of that.
Well, see, people, I don't think people can relate as well when they read it as text only, but when they actually see the images, you know, some of which are very hard to stomach. Then they realize, but you had been taught, well, let me tell you why I called her to begin with. This will be my first one. I've already made the tapes. I'm going to give them to them today. I had called because on their news show, you know, at 10 p.m. or whatever, they had a little segment on domestic terrorists. And now never is the main suspect even on the suspect list at all, you know, for domestic terrorism, that being the intelligence agencies and the ones that have the ability to get it done. They're in a position to get it done, to say nothing of the motive to get it done and the history of complete criminal, you know, blatant criminal activity. I mean, they truly would lie when the truth would sound better. And so they have, you know, the usual list from the Phoenix memo, constitutionalist types. You know. Well, here's what he said was, people who disagree with the current administration's policies.
So you're watching a local, let me stop you, you're watching a local news show in Wyoming, and they say constitutionalists, those that disagree with the administration, they're saying these are terrorists.
Right. I kind of accidentally put two together there. They said the latter part, those that disagree with the current administration's policies. And nobody raised an eyebrow on the local news team. It's like on to the sports. So I called in. Now, I first called in and had to leave a message, several messages, with the station director of news, and also who never called me back. I explained that.
Okay, so what happened?
So anyway, it reminded me of an FBI minion being interviewed on CNN back in February, who said that we strongly support Israel, and we know there are people out there who disagree with our approach to Israel. And that's another, you know, where we can expect the ranks of future terrorists to emerge. I find that so...
For those that are tuning in for the first time, I mean, in the Road to Tyranny, I have FEMA in Kansas City, and a group of police officers and a firefighter shot the video for me, saying, quote, the founding fathers are terrorists, all Christians are terrorists. I have the training manual where it says constitutionalists, defenders of America. I got other training manuals where it says homeschoolers, gun owners. I mean, for those that don't know, all over the country, from Austin to Kansas City to New York, they're teaching the police that anyone that loves America, anyone that loves the Second Amendment, period, is a terrorist. Now, they are the terrorist for teaching that. That's bizarro. That's totally un-American.
Yeah, it is.
But this is going on behind the scenes. Now, and yes, I've seen it, there are all these local newscasts where it will mention that those that are against the administration are terrorists. Now, folks, that shows you the blatant tyranny they're attempting to bring forward. I mean, Bush has got a 43% approval rating right now. Does that mean that 57% of the country are terrorists?
Well, it's just like when lawyers tell juries, which is jury tampering, check your common sense at the door. That's the final victory of control, is to get you to sell out your own common horse sense.
Yeah, they tell you, you rule as the judge tells you to rule. Folks, that's not how America works. That's not how the juries work. I mean, take the American Bar Association this year saying no more attorney-client privilege.
Look what Clarence Bremer had to say about juries in Sunday's Casper Star Tribune here in Wyoming. He said... He's talking about the juries. He says, most jurors have done what they're supposed to do. And then here's a quote. Of course, I work on telling them what to do and when to do it, Clarence Bremer said.
And this is a judge.
It's a stunning admission. Yeah. Yeah, right in the newspaper. And the
sir, do you have access to a computer to email me that?
Yeah, that's why one reason I call your show is to listen. I'm off the internet now, so I can't hear it normally.
Well, I hope somebody will email
that.
I'll
get it to you somehow. I hope
somebody will email that to tips@infowars.com so we can post it.
Cool. I'll get it to you, okay? tips@infowars.com.
Yes, thanks for the call. Great. Appreciate it. I really do appreciate that call. Yeah, I mean, these callers are kind of bringing up different issues, but folks, do you realize how bizarre it is to have episodes of Frasier where they all tell him, don't join the gun club, they're terrorists, and in the end it turns out the gun club is are terrorists. To have episodes of Saving or Judging Amy where the CPS grabs all the homeschoolers' kids every episode. Or to turn on the show Threat Matrix, every episode they're torturing someone, arresting people for dealing drugs under terrorism, and not and they don't get juries or to face their accusers, and their children are taken. Or it's just the propaganda is everywhere. And it's just, it's like what television was like in the movie The Running Man or 1984. You know, these horrible dystopic movies and books and ideas of a nightmare future, here it is. They're trying to sell us this propaganda. Now, why is it so overt now? Because they're desperate. They're losing control now. Big time. All right, before I go back to other calls, and maybe somebody wants to call in about the plunging dollar or World War III with Israel saying they're going to go into all these countries. I mean, does that concern anybody? 1-800-259-9231. Iran airstrike plan seen as bluff. Now, that's the Washington Times headline. I don't agree with that. Reports that Israel is preparing to preemptive airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities and is now able to fire nuclear missiles from submarines were seen as reflecting deep anxiety in Israel for Tehran's nuclear program. I come walking out of a hamburger joint last night with my wife. We're going to go hear some classical music at Zilker Park. Being, you know, they play music in the park, a band out there. And we came walking out of the hamburger place with our food. And I see the newsstands. I didn't even buy the article, but it was the paper. It was the Houston Chronicle. I sat there and read it for a second, and it was, Israel now has nukes. Israel has had nuclear weapons for at least 35 to 40 years. But here was the big announcement. Israel now has nukes. See, they've got to announce they've got nukes now, 400 of them, by the way, cruise missiles, long-range bombers, interceptors, German Dolphin subs. And I heard people on talk radio then when I was driving home last night, did you know Israel has nukes? Wow, I didn't know that. I mean, it's like saying, did you know that there's an obelisk at the Washington Mall? Or did you know the sun came up this morning? Major news report. Here it is in the Washington Times. Now that Israel says they have nukes. Israel's newspaper said officials appear to have leaked the reports in an attempt to focus the attention on the international community on the dangers of Iranian nuclear weapons development. Well, Israel's not a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and neither is Iran. And by the way, U.S., British, and Israeli companies have been arming Iran along with Chinese companies. So they're now announcing they've got nukes, folks. And I want to announce that the automobile was just invented, too. And so was the toothbrush just yesterday. They've now announced a new thing called a toothbrush. By the way, Israel just got nukes. Isn't that interesting? Did e-vote firm patch election? Now, that's the Wired News headline. Now, this is, of course, a total whitewash, but it's bad enough. Diebold Election Systems has had a tumultuous year, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. Last January, the electronic voting machine maker faced public embarrassment when voting activists revealed the company's insecure FTP server was making its software source code available for everyone to see. Then researchers and auditors who examined code for the company's touchscreen voting activities revealed the company's infrastructure for FTP server was making its software source code available for everyone to see. Then researchers and auditors who examined code for the company's touchscreen voting system released two separate reports stating that the software was full of serious security flaws. You mean wireless internet connections built in that no one was told about? Now a former worker in Diebold's Georgia warehouse says the company installed patches on its machines before the state's 2002 gubernatorial election that were never certified by independent testing authorities or cleared by Georgia's election officials. Folks, in San Mateo, California, Diebold was caught going through the back door of the system, manipulating votes during an election, which they're not even supposed to do. If the charges are true, Diebold could be in violation of federal and state election certification rules. The charges also raise questions about the integrity of the Georgia election results and any other election that uses patched Diebold systems that have not been recertified. Again, the Fox certifies 15 weasels to guard the hen house at 3 a.m. in the morning. According to Rob Baylor, an engineer hired as a contractor to work in Diebold's Georgia warehouse last year, the Diebold systems had major functioning problems. Problems? I mean, the head of Diebold said in an internal letter, "I will deliver the votes to the Republican Party," according to the mainstream news articles that have been out in the Plain Dealer and Cincinnati other publications. And he said, Baylor said that 25 to 30% of machines in one shipment to a warehouse either crashed upon booting or had problems with their real-time clocks, causing their systems to register the data inaccurately, then boot improperly, or freeze up altogether. They did not meet what I would call standard operation, he said. And, folks, it's a four-page article. I've read half a page. It just dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens. Then there's the secret meeting with Diebold and the people heading up the other two electronic voting machine companies, former deputy directors of the CIA, and they're in a classified telephone conference that the Plain Dealer reporter got into with Bev Harris, and they're bragging, yes, we've got to keep the people in the dark about this. This could be called racketeering, what we're doing. No one can know. This is in the newspaper. It's not national news, though. We'll come back, take more calls, and then get into all this other bizarro news. We'll be right back.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7099 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to
All right, folks, we're back live, and I want to go to Clyde and Jim and Steve and a bunch of other people that are patiently holding, but continuing just with one more paragraph out of this lengthy Wired News magazine report about electronic voting fraud. It goes on, Harris has spent a year investigating problems with electronic voting systems and is the author of a forthcoming book on the technology. She said the practice of patching systems after they've been certified opens the possibility for anyone from Diebold employees and local election officials to install malicious code on a machine that could alter election results and then delete itself to avoid detection. And that's, of course, companies have been caught doing that. According to Harris, the scenario is particularly worrisome in light of what happened in Georgia gubernatorial race, which ended in a major upset that defied the polls and put a Republican in the governor's seat for the first time in more than 130 years. And again, the Democrats will use this too once they're in power. Now, these are mechanisms of tyranny. Republican candidate Sonny Perdue managed to unseat Democratic incumbent Roy Barnes with only 51% of the vote. It was the first time an incumbent governor had not won his second term since Georgia law allowed back-to-back terms in 1978. And it just goes, and this is all a whitewash, folks. The stuff in this article is nothing compared to what's really going on. So more on that coming up. Right now, let's go to Clyde in Colorado. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, have you had anybody on that has gone into what is called psycholinguistics? You know what it is?
Why don't you familiarize people with what you're talking about?
Well, basically, it's a the use of the language in such a manner, controlled manner, in order to deceive or in order to ultimately control human behavior.
That's what 1984 is really about with the 11th edition of Ingsoc, is Winston trying to describe how they were using words to destroy the thinking process and removing words and changing the meaning of words. And
Hello?
That's what's going on now.
Well, I think there is a guy. I attended a program about 4 years ago. There's a guy who spent the last 15 or 20 years studying what's going on. He first started studying social psychology, how initially it was used in order to control people's social attitudes, social mores, and that sort of thing. Then he got into looking in the last 30 years into how social psychologists essentially took their takeoff on modern principles of psychology and merged the two together, and they came up with what is social psychological linguistics. It's the merging of psychological principles with sociological principles with linguistics.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's just mass manipulation and high-tech propaganda systems.
You know, what I found in dealing with people and discussing any of these issues, even trying to get them to watch a video, what I have found is that there's just it's almost like they're surrounded by some kind of a force field. I don't know what it is.
See, all I found is, all I found is people waking up in mass, and maybe it's my delivery style, but, you know what, when people get hurt, when people get squeezed by this system, they're going to wake up, Clyde.
What do you,
and it's important that we plant the seeds beforehand.
Absolutely.
And so later when it happens, just as we said it would, they will then wake up.
Mm-hmm. Well, this fellow, I think he lives in western Kansas, and I believe I'll try to email you his name and information and some background on him. He just has a profound understanding, you know, going into what we call deconstructionism. You're familiar with what that is also.
Now, these are just different ways of changing people's thought process, implementing cognitive dissonance where people defend the establishment as if it's themselves.
Right.
They see themselves as part of the system. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Clyde. We'll come back with our guests. We'll get to Jim and Steve and others that are patiently holding. Second hour with Robert Galen Ross, former NSA officer, talking about the New World Order, and one of my good buddies, Erskine, another talk show host on this network, and a ton of other just really important news stories. Stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick.